This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Yep. Time is slipping away. One of the facts of life, we were born, therefore we will die. Oh, yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
There's a time in between the days. We could break it down to seconds, right? Minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. But what are you doing to make them count? We've been very philosophical today, Victoria and I. Victoria Keeler. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Victoria Keeler. Hey! Okay, so who's making the most of their time? Here's a guy who's really hitting it. Elon Musk, the guy who runs Tesla. He created PayPal, got that private space company going. This guy is making the most, it would seem anyway, I don't know what he's doing in his personal life, but it would seem to me that he has developed a lot of things and contributed greatly to society and therefore has a life that's important. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Think about your life and how important it is. What are you doing with your life? Here's this guy who has a fabulous company. Now, there's been some controversy about some of the things he's done. His company has a new autopilot car, or software. I told you that I rode in one of these a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much a self-driving car. Well, it's good as long as you're aware of what's going on. There's a fellow who was killed in northern Florida, and he's being sued by the family. The company released a detailed list of improvements as a result of what happened in that collision that will avoid problems like that in the future. New software. This fellow was driving the Model S car, ran into the side of a semi. He was known for driving the car hands-free, and according to Tesla, the car's brakes were not applied before the crash. Now, the fellow that I rode with, he didn't have his hands on the wheel either. And he didn't put his foot on the brake. We were doing 45 miles an hour on a secondary road, a state route. And we came up upon somebody who was making a turn. Car stopped automatically. He didn't touch the brakes. He didn't touch the wheel. Just stopped. But apparently, that's not always the case. It hasn't been the case. Some of the stuff has malfunctioned. So this new version of the software has improved the radar the car uses. Can you imagine a car with radar? That's what these things have. The radar is on all corners and in the front and the back. You know how with many of the cars today, they have three or four little sort of buttons on the front and the rear bumper? Those are sensitive. When you get too close to something, you go beep, 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 beep. Right? Keep you from banging into something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, excuse me, that's where they put radar, the Tesla, in those little holes, put radar. So that you are not only aware of, and warned about what's around you, but it actually tells the car what action. If there's something in front of you, the car slows down. If there's a bend in the road, car takes the bend. So anybody who's got a Model S or any of the new Teslas is going to have, if you have the old software, apparently they're going to give you the new software free.
I've seen more and more of them on the road. They're great looking cars.
Oh, yeah, they're great looking cars.
The SUV is really nice looking.
Yeah. So now, let's sort of take another page out of this self-driving car stuff and move over to Apple.
Oh, right, yeah.
For those of you who are hoping to own an Apple car, there's some not so good news. They may be backtracking on their plans at the moment. It was called Project Titan. It has not been confirmed or denied by Apple. the folks inside say the company has gotten rid of a lot of people who are working on building this vehicle. So maybe it's, they got a lot of money, they can do fiddle around. But why would you want to reinvent? So Tesla's creating all this stuff. Wait till that's what all the other car manufacturers do. They wait until the competition perfects them, then they go buy one of the cars, and they just take the car apart and they figure out how it works. That's how they do it. You know that, right? When you see something that looks like it came from another car, well, it did.
Right.
Every single major manufacturer buys a model of every car that its competitors make. They buy every single model, every single year of every single car. And then they bring it to their proving grounds, their testing grounds, and they take the car apart. Okay, what do they have here that we don't have? And that sort of thing.
I wonder if Apple got spooked by the lawsuits now that Tesla's dealing with because of the accidents and things.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Apple really can't have too many mistakes right now, especially, you know, the stock has dropped a bit, and the controversy that people are not happy with the wireless headphones now, losing a port on the new iPhone 7. I don't know. Maybe this was the right move for Apple to just kind of hang back for a while and see what happens.
Well, there's a conventional side. Volkswagen was working on a self-driving car, and then they stopped working on pretty much everything because of the diesel scam. Matter of fact, one of their engineers pled guilty the other day to helping them cheat on emissions. This is the first person who was criminally indicted and now convicted in this scandal. It's cost Volkswagen billions of dollars. Both my son and daughter have Volkswagens. My daughter wants to keep her. She has a station wagon, quite likes it. Gets 45 miles to a gallon, so they're going to lose a couple miles a gallon when they put the new software in, but it'll still do better than 40. Meanwhile, my son has a sedan, and he's turning in, I believe he told me he's turning in at the end of the month. And he was trying to get me, I have an extra pickup truck here. He loves pickup trucks. So he was trying to convince me to bring the 2013 pickup truck that I have here out there so he could have it. But I said, Brennan, it's too big for you. It's just too, you can't put, you know, we've had pickup trucks in Los Angeles. You can't park them anywhere. You can't drive them anywhere. I brought a Ford Excursion out there one year, because I thought, oh, well, I like driving it. You couldn't park it anywhere. You can't get it. Anything that's big, you can't get into most of the parking areas. There's certainly street parking. So I think I talked him out of it. Although when I show up on Saturday morning, he's liable to pick me up in a pickup truck. Anyway, but the point is, Volkswagen has a lot to contend with, and they're having to work their way through it. This guy that was, this fellow's name was James Lang. He was charged with conspiring to defraud the U.S., to commit wire fraud and violate the Clean Air Act. He'll be sentenced in another month or so. He's going to be fined $250,000, and he could spend 5 years in jail. You think that's excessive?
Yes.
I do, too.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think it's really going over the top a little bit much.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary at all. I mean, there certainly are a lot of other people that got into this thing that ought to be held accountable. Little guys are the ones that pay the price, though. You think the guy who's president of Volkswagen is going to jail? Speaking of these big companies, Ford said over the weekend they're going to acquire a private bus service in San Francisco because they want to broaden their business beyond building and selling cars and trucks. They want to operate a fleet. It's called Chariot Bus. They're using Ford's passenger vans. So they decided they have 28 of these things. They operate around San Francisco. They charge $4 a ride. It's sort of like an Uber, what's the blue thing at the airport?
Oh, I know what you mean.
The
Super Shuttle or something?
Super Shuttle,
yeah.
Right, yeah. This is a competition for that, except they're going to sort of combine the Super Shuttle, which takes forever. It's cheap, but they take forever because they wait till they get 9 people in the van, and then they go here, there, and everywhere. But it's been an inexpensive way to get around. But this outfit, they're trying to position themselves as a company that does that sort of thing. and they do it in an Uber-esque way. So with Uber, most of the time you get the car to yourself, right? I mean, once in a while you partner with somebody, but for the most part,
right.
You partner. I mean, you're by yourself. So this is a van business that uses the Uber technique. But I just find it interesting that Ford wants to be in that business. I was in the bus business from 1971 until 1983. And it is, take it from me, it is a horrific business. So labor intensive, vehicles break down, what do you do? I mean, it is a nightmare. And so getting into this, I'm really sort of surprised. I don't know what their end result is. They want to build a lot more vans and, you know, sell them to themselves, apparently. Because I could see how this might work in cities like San Francisco or Los Angeles. Big cities where there's a lot, where the city is spread out.
Yeah.
I don't see it working in New York at all. This would not work.
Huh? Maybe D.C. It might work in D.C.
You think?
Mm. Well, the spread out nature of the city, yeah.
Mm. Well, at any rate, it's something that you look around at businesses and inspiration and that sort of thing. What I like to do is encourage new business, whether it's single entrepreneur, whether it's a big company doing something else, something different. It's cool to see people spreading their wings. And that's sort of what this is all. There's always an idea. There's always a new, fresh approach to things. And so congratulations to them. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our cover printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
It's started at Bungo Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Buffalo Wild Wings is proud to announce our new half-priced Wing Tuesdays. Now, instead of getting a discount on individual wings, you get any size of traditional wings at half the price. Order small, it's half the price. Two larges, half the price. Try all 21 sauces and seasonings for half of what it would cost you any other day of the week. We could call it twice as good Wing Tuesdays, but we don't. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for a limited time. Prices and participations vary. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
That girl is
it's 23 after the hour now with Doug and Victoria on the air with Bell Biv DeVoe. 15 years since we last heard from Ricky Bell, Michael Bivens, and Ronnie DeVoe, but they've got something going on now. As a matter of fact, I guess this is it. I have not heard this before.
Do you remember this song? This was the last big song that they had.
Well, I don't. I'm thinking this is supposed to be new music, but there's something in the back of my mind that says I've heard this before.
You've definitely heard this.
Goes back to 2001, right?
Maybe even older.
Really?
Do you have a date on this? I feel like this might even be in the 90s.
I think it's 2001.
Early 90s?
It has to be 90s.
Really? All right. So crank this up here. Let's get the story behind the story. I like this.
This
would work for me in the pop music world. All right, so what's the story here, Victoria?
Well, I guess no one really knew this was going to happen, but BBD is back. Bell Biv DeVoe has a new album and a new single, which we actually can debut here. It's called Run. They had teased an album all the way back in 2011, and it never happened. So now this is their brand new song, Run.
This is from a new LP called Three Stripes. Be released in January of next year. They've been working on this since 2011, it looks like.
Yeah.
This came from, these people are from New Edition.
Yeah.
Right?
Three of the guys from New Edition. Yep.
So good.
They have a different sound now. Well, they're a lot older.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd buy it, but I think it's, I'd listen to it. I want to hear the whole thing. Yeah.
It makes you bounce.
Play the whole thing here. All right, let's move our attention to Dave Grohl. Or actually to his mother, Virginia Hanlon Grohl. The mom of Dave Grohl, setting out to answer a series of questions regarding for her son or for whomever, how they get here. So she wrote a book that basically talks to mothers of rockers, if I understand the concept here correctly. Verna Griffin, Dr. Dre's mother, Janice Winehouse, who was Amy's mom, Donna Haim, who was mother to the Haim sisters, Marianne Stripe, mother of R.E.M.'s Michael Stripe, Hester Diamond, the mother of Beastie Boys, Mike D., and Patsy Noah, the mother of Maroon 5's Adam Levine. So the book is going to include a series of exclusive Grohl family photos, as well as a foreword written by Dave Grohl himself. What an interesting idea.
It has a cool name, too, right? What's the name of the book?
From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars.
What a great concept.
It is.
I'm going to buy this book for sure.
Do out
next
April.
It sounds so interesting, yeah.
From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars. A very good concept. That's a great idea.
I mean, just thinking about how did you first, and she's interviewing all these other moms. When did you first know little Adam Levine had talent, you know,
right.
and finding all these stories? It's so great.
Yeah, good.
So I guess it's just in time for Mother's Day then, probably.
Yeah, in April, yes, right. That's very good. Very fun. We're talking about that already?
We've already gone
around the horn, and we're back to next spring now. Hooray! Yoko Ono fans. How many fans are there? Two? Have a triple treat to look forward to next month. Remastered versions of her first three albums. This woman, I'm giving her like 35 seconds here because some people are going to be talking about this. She was married to John Lennon, most people remember. Her son is Sean Lennon. She thought she had talent, and because she was married to John Lennon, she could get away with it.
I consider Yoko to be performance art, and I've seen her do things live on stage, and I mean, I get it.
I think of her as a big pain in the you-know-what. She might cause so much trouble with the Beatles. 28 past the hour.
Don't pin all your hopes for a good corn yield on plant genetics. That advice from the head of one of the largest seed companies in the country. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The CEO of Stein Seed Company in Adel, Iowa, Harry Stein, is justifiably proud of his company's seed breeding efforts. But he's also quick to say that he can't give all the credit for a good crop to seed breeding improvements. Stein says a good hybrid can't perform with bad agronomics.
We think farmers all should be very careful to put on the proper amounts of sulfur today. And we think to get the high yields, you have to put on multiple dates of your nitrogen, which includes a in-season application. And it's also essential, we believe, to use fungicides.
Learn more at steinseed.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Ann.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Here, 34 at the hour. In a few minutes, we'll be graced with the presence of psychic Victoria Bullis, who is going to talk with us about the folks that have connections to September 11th. I want to do that in a few moments. First, though, I want to get something sort of off my chest, Victoria. This is not a show about politics. I don't like to define my program or anything in my life by what it isn't, but I find myself doing that from time to time. But when I'm stirred by information, I figure it's worth a moment or two of our time. And you and I were talking off the air about how much money Hillary Clinton is getting from various groups in comparison to Donald Trump. Now, Trump is not asking for money. I don't think. Is he? He's taking donations, but I think he's out there asking. But there are fundraisers galore for Mrs. Clinton. I don't think. Has there been a fundraiser at all for Donald Trump? Do you know of any fundraisers that have actually been helped?
Maybe private.
Yeah, I don't know of any. But I'm looking at categories of people.
I think Tim Cook from Apple. Didn't he do a big fundraiser for Trump?
Did he?
I think so, yeah.
So in general categories here, like lawyers, Mrs. Clinton has raised over $6 million from lawyers and law firms. Donald Trump has $300,000 from lawyers. Victoria, go ahead. Tell him what you said. Tell me about the lawyers and...
Well, I don't think Trump's going to get a lot of money from lawyers in terms of donations because he probably still hasn't paid all of their bills. So he owes a lot of lawyers.
Real estate moguls have donated $1.8 million to Hillary Clinton, only $700,000. And you'd think developers would be supporting Trump. That's why I find this pretty interesting. Doctors, $2 million from doctors, $500,000 from doctors and medical professionals for Donald Trump. Wall Street moguls, $1.6 million for Hillary Clinton, $300,000 for Donald Trump. Movie and music biz people, $1.4 million given to Hillary Clinton and fundraisers so far, and $500,000 given to the campaign of Donald Trump. I just found those numbers to be rather interesting. Some of you may have seen that. The list was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Here, one other thing about politics and what we all... How many times have you heard this, Victoria, from people? They will say, I'm not voting for a third-party candidate because it'll just spoil it for you fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. So will it spoil it for Hillary? Will it spoil for the Donald? But I think that's a specious, sort of an easy way out. I am... More often than not, someone who will vote for a third-party candidate. And I'm leaning that way heavily this year, although I was a Trumpster early on, and I'm sure I'll have plenty of pressure from my friend who thinks that that Donald Trump is the way to go. I would be more enthused about him if I thought he could just kind of, like, tone it down a little bit, because his ideas are where I am. There's no question about that. I just don't like the ancillary stuff. But he's been pretty good about that lately, so maybe I'll reconsider. But looking at the... remember back in 2000, Ralph Nader siphoned off a lot of votes, or yeah. So people thought, because Al Gore lost and George Bush won. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I agree with that, because the election was lost politically in Florida. And
right.
it was a crooked election. It was like the when Jack Kennedy was elected in 1960. That was a crooked election in Chicago. They cooked the books there. Yeah. As the situation in Florida, and not the exact same sort of thing. But so what I'm just saying here is, for those of you who are thinking about a third party candidate, don't be dissuaded by people who say you're just going to ruin it for the rest of us. No, it's your decision. You make the decision and vote for whoever you think is the right candidate. I am offended. When somebody says that to me, I usually give them a little of my own starch back again. You vote the way you want to. And if you don't want to know who I'm voting for, don't ask me. I will tell you if you ask me. If somebody asks me right now, I say, I don't really know. I know what way I might be leaning today, but I'd lean for all of them. There have been times when I thought, you know what, I think I might vote for Hillary. And then times I thought I'd vote for Donald Trump. And then at times I'd vote for the Libertarian. I've never thought I'd vote for Jill Stein, because that the way she presents the message, I'm not buying that
yeah.
that whole single issue thing. It doesn't work for me. But anyway, it's a different way to look at it. I just suggest you keep your mind
yeah.
open. All right, speaking of open minds, in a moment, Victoria Bullis, who is an extraordinarily competent psychic on this program every week at this time, I want her to focus in on some of the connections she may have to the families of lost loved ones from September 11th. Up next here.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom.
LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Victoria Bullis. VictoriaBullis.com is her website. She is a happiness coach, a psychic. You can follow her on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis. Get questions to her there. Get readings from her. Very, very talented and tuned in. You can send a question here, too, if you'd like, Doug@DougSteffen.com. You said, I heard you asking if you could speak about Donald Trump. Yes, as long as not. It doesn't take too much time. Go ahead.
Started throwing his hat into the ring, so to speak. He said he wasn't going to ask for money. He said, I've got plenty of money. I'm going to pay for it myself.
Mm-hmm. So the I don't know. That's why I asked the question whether he's asking for it or people are just sending unsolicited donations. The
mostly
disparity.
Unsolicited.
Say again?
Mostly unsolicited.
Yeah, I think most of it is unsolicited. All right, let's talk about...
Not much of it, though.
No, he hasn't got much money. He's not asking for it, and that, I think, is why there's a disparity there.
Yeah, and doesn't need it either.
Yeah. Okay, September 11th.
Enough said.
Yes. The connection... people turn to folks like you who are sensitive, inspiring... And they want to know, in terms of something that was as tragic as September 11th, and I bet you get this question every year about this time,
yes.
To the connection to those who were lost, and what you know, what it is. My big question isn't really about those who have passed; is about the Saudi Arabian connection to this, because I think they're dirty as could be. But you know, that's my opinion. What is your mind tell you about that connection?
Well, it was definitely orchestrated. I don't know about Saudi Arabia. I really don't. I never looked at it like that. Never came up. But definitely it was orchestrated by somebody big, bigger than you know those that made it happen. You know, they asked me another question. I don't know how to answer that, other than what I just said.
Yeah, I think that what happens is we play the blame game. And I don't know that that's very productive, especially in a circumstance like this.
It never is.
But we need to know who our friends are. I think that's the other side of it. But what's the most, when you get to talking to people on the air about September 11th, what are you most often asked?
Usually people call in who've lost someone. How is my dad doing? You know, how is my boss doing and my coworkers? That kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So that's probably 100% of what I get asked about. Are they all right? You know, have any of them reincarnated yet? And there are a few, a very few, under 100, starting to reincarnate. People that weren't meant to be there. You know, we've got to pay attention to not only where we place ourselves every day in the car and, you know, when we walk in and out of buildings, but also the jobs we take where people were there that shouldn't have been there. So they're coming back pretty quickly. It usually takes 30 to 100 and some years for people to be able to return to Earth. It's called reincarnation. But there are some starting now. And then one or two have already been born, and several people are pregnant with other ones because they needed to be here at this time to do things. They're just going to be a few decades late.
What do you mean they should be careful? How do you know something like this is going to happen? How would you be careful not to be there when you wouldn't have known that?
Oh, my gosh. The main thing I've been teaching forever. We've got to use our intuition.
Yeah.
With the way life is now, more crime, more potential terrorism, more people driving illegally, people on drugs, tired, overworked, on the roads. You know, if you don't use your intuition, you're going to make mistakes. Your intuition is the only thing that keeps you safe doing what you're meant to do and having a harmonious type life that you're meant to lead.
Okay, my intuition tells me that our government was involved in it as well.
You know, I don't want to go there.
Because?
I don't want to go there.
You know something that we don't... Do you know something that we don't know and you think it would stir the pot too much if we were to learn?
You know what? And this is the absolute truth. I just get not to touch it. I'm not withholding information. I just got not to touch it. And I do get that sometimes, and I have with you. So I get that message. It means I'm not supposed to know about it.
Yeah, okay.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes we have information. There are a lot of people who, for example, LBJ said, this is a great question for somebody like you. LBJ said after Kennedy was murdered that the country couldn't handle the truth. So the whole whitewash that was the Warren Report was created, and it was a sham. Is that
okay, so I can see LBJ up there. This is what I can do. And he's saying he was 80% accurate. So what he was saying about the Warren Report and other things was pretty much true. I remember reading in school years and years ago that the government knew that World War II was going to happen. They knew about Pearl Harbor. That was in a university.
Right. Well, Roosevelt supposedly...
Things like that do happen.
Yeah, but was that the case then? Do you know? Was it really... Did we know that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked?
I learned that back at university, and I have always believed that to be true. Let me just see. Was I going on information I learned and didn't use my intuition? I'm asking my guides. Nope. They knew about Pearl Harbor.
They knew about Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
It was a setup.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but that's...
I don't know if it was a setup. I didn't get that. I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I just don't know.
No, it's okay.
I knew about it.
I wouldn't consider that you were arguing with me. You know, one of the things...
Oh, I've argued with you before.
Yes, you have. There are a lot of things...
Wins.
There's some great gossip. If you go to hotgossip.com, hotgossip.co.uk, that's where you get involved in a lot of gossip about people,
celebrities,
that sort of thing. Yeah, you can check
that. It's on hiatus right now. I'm trying to revive it. The editor, who was one of my closest friends in life, died about a year and a half ago. It's been a hiatus. But boy, do I want to start that. And you know what? I just have this feeling that there's somebody out there that would be interested in helping me do that. Now, you and I did not discuss this at all. I don't know if we've ever discussed hot gossip.
Check out victoriabullis.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Definitely a theme I wouldn't recognize, as I'm not into predator or predators. There's been a lot of talk about alligators lately. I don't know why, but that's not what kind of predator we're talking about. There's a remake of Predator and some casting news that Chucker has. Plus, we didn't get to weekend box office total, so let's get to that in just a matter of moments. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is up next here.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right. So, Chucker, knowing how you love these sorts of films, I'll sit down and take a back seat to you getting excited.
Did you like the score? I like that score.
Yeah,
the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be a good fit in there.
Well, anyway, here's the story. Yes. Yesterday it was reported that well-respected actor Benicio del Toro, very good, reportedly being targeted to be the main star of director Shane Black's Predator reboot or sequel combined, which starts filming later this year. The title of it's going to be The Predator. He's an interesting choice. One, he's really good. He's very intense, but he's not exactly Tom Cruise in terms of movie star appeal. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Dutch character has been rumored, possibility being involved in his film, although that has not been confirmed.
Don't they want to bring Schwarzenegger in for cameos on anything they can get him on? Because he's always going to drop
him. I think the fan base, if you like this franchise, would embrace Arnold coming back. The original Predator came out in 1987. I like the sequel with Danny Glover. Arnold, for some reason, didn't do the sequel, and they got Danny Glover to do it in 1990. I like that film as a B-movie. Then they did two more. They did two Alien vs. Predator movies, which were mediocre, and then they did a Predator movie with Adrian Brody about 5 years ago. I really like the first half, second half not so much, but it appears, Doug, that Alien and Predator, no matter, they're just going to keep doing them until, the end of time. Because there's not a lot of story really to tell, but they keep rebooting and sequelizing these two properties because, they make money.
Garbage. All right, so speaking of making money, let's go through the list because we don't have time. Yesterday we got off talking about Sully so much. We didn't have time to go through the weekend box office totals. So besides Sully being a big winner, what else happened?
Sully did $35 million. I only have the top three in front of me. Sully did $35 million, number one. When the Bow Breaks, which got 0% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, it's a generic thriller with Morris Chestnut, still made $15 million to play second. And that horror movie, Don't Breathe, which has had legs for a horror film, placed third. I think it did like $6.5 million. That film's done like almost $70 million on a $8 million budget. And you got this weekend a sequel to the Blair Witch Project titled Blair Witch, which is getting good reviews. Again, another low-budget horror movie that's going to have a big opening weekend. The only
another
thing that dug in Hollywood
idea.
Is horror.
There's no original ideas. That's what Victoria just said. Are there any new ideas anyplace?
Well, Tom Hanks is going to do a World War II film titled Greyhound. He also wrote the screenplay. There's not
Tom
a lot
Hanks
of original ideas.
Get out of World
left,
War II. It was nice to see Tom Hanks in Sully because he needs to get away from World War II. This is every movie. Oh.
He's been in a lot of World War II dramas.
This is not original, but the advance buzz is actually pretty good on the Magnificent Seven, which is theaters on September 27th.
So
Denzel Washington,
Chuck,
Chris Pratt.
It's
I'm looking
violent.
Forward to it.
It's Vincent D'Onofrio. It just looks so violent.
Denzel Washington, right? He hasn't been in anything in a while.
No, he's been in the room. All right, anyway. Thank you, Chucker.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.